Paul Moody says if he drove his own car one day back in 2011 down to Faribault, Minnesota, he might not be the owner of one of the town's century-old businesses. That's because 5 minutes into his tour, he already knew he was not interested in the place. But since he rode with someone else, he could not leave. And because he stayed, this mill stayed put as well. It's quite a story, and it's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
By the beginning of the 21st century, much of the United States apparel and textile industry had moved overseas to lower-cost manufacturers. One of the places hit by that trend was the woolen mill in Faribault, Minnesota. It had closed in 2009 and had been flooded by the adjacent Cannon River. That's when Paul Moody got a call.
A college roommate called me that I hadn't heard from in 25 years and said his dad wanted to visit and he wanted me to come down and see the mill. So I agreed to come down and take a look.
But 5 minutes into the tour, Paul had already seen enough to know this was not an easy project.
There had been barrels of dye that had opened and there was chemical residue and it was a mess.
Paul jokes that he would have left immediately if not for the fact he had ridden down from the Twin Cities with someone else. 2 hours later, after hearing the story of what the mill had been, and perhaps what it could be once again, Paul's thoughts had changed.
I went home and said to my wife, I said, there's something really special down here. I said, I don't know what it will take or if it can be done, but there's a story and there's something special there.
Paul got in touch with one of his cousins who took a look. They jumped in and purchased the Faribault Woolen Mill.
On July 5th of 2011, we started with five people. By the end of the year, we had 40 people, of which 35 were former employees. Those are the saviors. They're the ones that came back, knew how to get everything running again and get us off and going.
Today, it's rare to find a mill like this in the U.S.
One of two vertical mills left in the United States would be Faribault and Pendleton. We're unique in that regard. You know, it's wonderful to be one of two.
You can come here to the mill, not only to purchase items, but to see the process on a factory tour. It's quite a story, and it concludes next time as we travel the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.